The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to all of you. It is 7:01 a.m. on this Tuesday, the 24th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. No, the 23rd day of April. I'm getting ahead of myself here. That would be hump day. Yeah, we're not there yet. This week, we have at the Power Mall 10% off Vitamir products and 10% off Strauss Naturals products. For those of you, and if you still want the free Vitamir toothpaste, you can get it by donating a minimum of $25. And when the Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. Central, you can call with your donation for the offer. And if it's 25 or more, we will send you a free Vitamir toothpaste at no cost to you. That helps keep us going. We have a partners tab on the powerhour.com that you can go to as well. And you can see the full list of our partners by going to the powerhour.com and clicking on the partners tab. And when you do and you shop with them, then you call and let us know or email us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know you purchased from them so we get credit because that keeps us on the air. That simple. We want to try to continue to maintain, you know, the opportunity to get the show out there. And in doing so, we're making some changes. And the changes we're making, we will be pre-recording the show for play between 7 and 9 a.m. at a different time slot. So, you know, the shows will be pre-recorded. As starting next week. U.S. Coin Capital, if you haven't been shopping them, you can protect your wealth with their trusted experts headed up by Fred Deshefsky, who's been on the show a number of times. He'll be on this week as well as a distinguished member of the American Numismatic Association. He's been in the biz over 40 years, so he really knows his stuff. The guy's got degrees in a lot of different things and background in a lot of different studies, including economics, et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of cool. And Fred Deshefsky is the owner and founder of uscoincapital.com, based in Hilton Head, South Carolina. And you're welcome to call him at 800-878-2646 if you have not already done so and purchase your St. Gaudens gold coin. If, in fact, you want to start investing. And junk silver, he sells those as well. You know, people say, "Did you have two nickels to rub together, Dave?" And I say, "Oh, I have better than that." In my hot little hand right here, I've got two pre-1965 Franklin halves I can rub together just like that. See? Yep. Like I said, this is a 1959 and this is a 1951. And boy, you can see Ben's face on there. Totally cool. I'll hold it up the camera so you can see that. Look at that. How nice, huh? Anyway, so, you know, this is what Fred does. And the beauty about not buying bullion is you don't have to worry about tax consequences in the long run. So, you know, see, Fred can advise you as to all this and the questions and everything else you can do just by, you know, getting the word to him via his toll-free number. Once again, that's 800-878-2646. Justin Porter joins us later in the show. We have a fairly new product here at the Power Mall that we will be talking about. And yeah, it's going to be good. We have other news that, you know, we're going to be sharing as time goes on. 5 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., we're going to move on to world news here. Taiwan, again, hit by numerous earthquakes, the strongest reaching 6.3 on the Richter scale. This according to, and this just happened this morning. Central Weather Administration saying that was the strongest one, originating where? Eastern Hualien. Same as the last one. The first strong quake, a magnitude 5.5, hit yesterday around 5:08 local time, that's p.m., could be felt as far away as Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. It was followed by a series of aftershocks and quakes with two intense tremors hitting one another around 2:30 this morning local time, according to AFP reporters and witnesses in Taipei. The Central Weather Administration said a magnitude 6.0 quake had hit at about 2:26 a.m., followed 6 minutes later by the magnitude 6.3 tremor. The U.S. Geological Survey put the first one at magnitude 6.1, followed by magnitude 6.0. Whatever the case, shook the place up a bit. Dozens more smaller tremors were recorded by the Central Weather Administration over the rest of the evening, with one every few minutes, according to its website, all in the Hualien region. Through Monday, AFP reporters could feel their buildings swaying during intense quakes, while one said glass panels of bathrooms and windows were making noises as the island shuddered. Hualien's fire department said that teams were dispatched to inspect any disaster from the new quakes. Taiwan, of course, sees these as frequent quakes as it's located at the junction of two tectonic plates. And China wants to take Taiwan back into the fold. Why? If they're having all these earthquakes, wow, that's going to keep China busy fixing stuff, huh? Maybe they need something to fix. Maybe that's why they're doing it. A Russian journalist has called out the European Union as a technocracy. Well, it's about time, comrade. Indeed, Russia itself danced with technocracy through the 20s and 30s to build the Soviet utopia, but during the ensuing years, virtually all of the technology was exported by the West, propped up that evil regime. Now the Russian journalist is flat out calling EU a technocracy, and for the right reasons. So here's the thing, you know, he's calling the EU a technocracy, and for your future is planned out by technocracy and transhumanism. This is a must read place to start, which is why you'll find this article on our morning edition, you know, when it comes up on thepowerhour.com. You can go read it. One commenter echoed criticism that carbon credit is a scam and a scheme for people who want to keep destroying Earth. Of course, there is more to technocracy than just carbon credits, but the war on carbon-based life forms is unmistakable. So the Russian journalist is now calling it out. Excess deaths hit 115,000 following the third COVID shot, according to a new study on the harms, published April 8th in the U.S.-based peer-reviewed medical science journal Curious. It represents the largest study to date on the adverse effects of the COVID vaccine, and the results are shocking, to put it mildly. I think we may have talked to you about it, but it wasn't as emphasized. It's now hitting the mainstream media. Increased age-adjusted cancer mortality after the third mRNA lipid nanoparticle vaccine dose during COVID-19 pandemic in Japan. Five Japanese scientists used an entire data set of the country's 123 million population because Japan has the highest vaccination rate in the world. Japan also, if you look at the Japanese, they wear more masks and do more. There is more fear porn going on in Japan than anywhere else in the world. That's why you see everybody wearing masks over there. The birth rate has dropped. Everybody's so fear-mongered, they don't want to have sex with each other for fear they're going to catch something. So Japan's birth rate is declining. The study shows there were 1,568,961 total deaths in Japan in 2022. About 1.4 million, a little over, were expected based on statistical predictions using pre-pandemic information, which means there were about 115,800 excess deaths in 2022. The only way that could have happened is because of the jab. based on Japan's Ministry of Health data. So now they're making it public. In Germany, three people have been suspected of spying for China and arranging to transfer tech information with potential military uses. They were picked up yesterday by German authorities. Said the three German citizens are accused of having acted for Chinese intel since some point before June 2022. They're also suspected of violating German export laws by exporting a special laser without permission. One of the suspects, identified only as Thomas R., in line with German privacy laws, was allegedly an agent for an employee of China's Ministry of State Security and procured information in Germany on military usable innovative technologies. And for that person, federal prosecutors said in a statement, he's going down. And by the way, I had an interesting conversation with a gentleman out of Florida yesterday that runs a private security firm. I'm going to try to get him on the show. His name is Stephen Warrior. It's amazing, huh? Because that's what my last name means in German, Warrior. So Stephen Warrior used to work for the NSA. Oh, yeah. And funny as it may seem, there's a lot of people out there that all of a sudden who hated Ed Snowden now love him. I'm going to try to get him on the show. I got his phone number. I'm going to pass that along to Catherine and see if we can't get him on. He's got some interesting stuff to talk about. Oh, the stuff that he, oh yeah, he was in Air Force Intel. Oh yeah. I mean, we're going to get the whole history and the scoop and why he started a private security agency. I'll tell you why. In a nutshell, three words: defund the police. You get the drift? Yeah. Now you know I want him on the show. It's going to be interesting how all these contracts he's getting because everybody's freaking out. They don't have any security. 11 minutes after the hour now, and we move on to use news. A judge has approved Trump's $175 million bond, so AG James won't get to seize Trump properties. Letitia, what's wrong with you? You really think the world revolves around you? I guess she must think that. She was arguing Knight Specialty Insurance Company lacked a certificate of qualification and that President Trump still had access to the Charles Schwab account pledged to the insurer's collateral. Judge Sir Arthur Engoron accepted the April 22nd agreement, which gave Case SIC exclusive control over the account. The state made the offer after Chris Kyes, President Trump's attorney, provided oral argument. They're really trying to beat him down. This is all political, folks. You know it. I know it. This company is probably charging Trump less, and they accepted a pledge rather than actually receiving $175 million in cash, according to Bruce Lederman, a commercial and real estate litigator who's dealt in bonds for more than 40 years. All of President Trump's attorneys agreed to the settlement stipulations, which are expected to be memorialized by the end of the week. The five bond conditions include retaining collateral in a Schwab account and restricting KSIC from trading or withdrawing any of the funds for anything other than payment of the bond. The state was not looking to be vindictive, Mr. Lederman said. They were simply looking to be guaranteed they're going to get paid if they win the appeal. If you win the appeal. They were sufficiently satisfied that if these five conditions were met, they would get paid. I don't know what they're so worried about. Because if the appeals court reverses this whole thing, you're going to know it was because of politics and they spotted it. I mean, Deutsche Bank, I call him Deutsche Bank. I'm figuring if I say it enough around the legal community, some attorney's going to get in court and refer to him as Deutsche Bank. They actually went to Trump and offered him real estate money. He didn't go to them and lie to them. No, they came to him and wanted to do a deal. I don't understand why any of this went down, frankly. I want to move down to another category right now in the area of cancel culture. Because this is kind of weird, you know, people need to understand Governor Gavin Newsom and his little twisted brain is using money, campaign money, to push a pro-abortion video ad. And since we're on the radio and you really can't see the ad, I mean, we'll include the link so you can watch it if you have internet, but I want to play you the audio clip and you can imagine two women who are trying to escape Alabama, one of which is pregnant, needs to get an abortion. Let's roll this clip. I know you can get it.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I mean, come on, how much fear porn can you put out there? I mean, it shows an Alabama cop. They're trying to escape Alabama, two women driving together. She's going to go, one of them's going to get an abortion. We're almost there. We're almost out of Alabama. And all of a sudden they get pulled over and a cop says, no. And then they handcuff her on the hood of the car. You talk about fear porn. Because, see, Alabama's abortion ban has no exceptions for rape or incest, Newsom writes in his Sunday X post. Now Republicans are trying to criminalize young women's travel to receive abortion care. We can't let them get away with this. According to Politico, Newsom's ads target a proposed bill in Alabama that make it a crime for people who help minors get abortions without informing parents or guardians. All right, so, but the two women who were driving didn't look like minors in the commercial. Do you understand that? This is bizarre. And see, somebody else has put their name on that campaign ad, right? That's fear porn. Simple. And West Virginia, since we're in cancel culture, let's talk about this for a minute, because this seems to be occupying our very society. A transgender middle school athlete won a shot put competition in West Virginia last week as a slew of female competitors in a West Virginia middle school refused to throw and walked off the pitch in protest. So Becky Pepper Jackson, who we told you about last week, a 13-year-old boy who identifies as a girl, took first place at the Harrison County Championships on Thursday by a 3-foot margin. The eighth grader finished with a 32-foot 9-inch throw, while the second place finisher came in at 29 feet 6 inches. Most of the girls did attempt throw, but five brave girls protested the unfairness of a male invading their territory, exited the field. Now, here's the thing, you know, Riley Gaines, we're back here, forced to be, to compete against Leah Thomas, who is a man who identifies as a woman, praised the middle schoolers for taking a stand. It's a sad day when 13 to 14-year-old girls have to be the adults in the room. She wrote on X, enough is enough. The tide is turning. The courageous demonstration came just days after a federal appeals court overturned a West Virginia transgender sports ban, ruling that Pepper Jackson cannot be banned from competing against girls in schools. Well, guess what, folks? And I mean, even if West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who argued the case on behalf of the state, said he was deeply disappointed by the court's decision and says he'll keep fighting to safeguard Title IX, women are going to have to stand up and take a stand. Why any of the girls, if they knew that Becky Pepper Jackson or somebody else out there was competing as a girl when they're a boy, why they didn't just say, you know what, enough's enough. You know, I'm sorry that this is creeping into America, and the only way to stop it is if women just say, you know what, we're not participating in any sport at all where transgenders participate. That means what it'll do is disintegrate the need for the sport. And schools won't be able to make a lot of money off of that, see, because all of these programs depend on what? Parental support. And if the parents, like they're boycotting Planet Fitness, if they boycott women in sports at all, I know it's going to be tough, because see all these scholarships that are out there. You know, if you don't live in a state that bans transgender participation in sports, in women's sports, if you're in a state that bans it and they've upheld that, well, sorry. You know, things are going to be disrupted here because of the libtard ideology that's permeating America right now. And you're going to have to make that sacrifice. if you're a woman, and I know you want to win a scholarship to go somewhere and get an education. Now, again, is going to an institution of higher learning worth it? We'll discuss that in a minute. Planet Fitness's incoming boss, time to find another workout center. Their incoming CEO reportedly required workers at her previous job to attend unconscious bias training. Her name is Colleen Keating. She also backed hiring through a DEI lens in her former position as chief executive with First Key Homes and signed a document called CEO Action for Diversity Inclusion Pledge, according to the New York Post. In its announcement today, Planet Fitness said Keating's appointment to the company will take effect June 10th. As the next CEO of Planet Fitness, you can bet that men are going to be allowed in women's locker room. Now, of course, it also instructed workers, this DEI inclusion, to speak in the way transgender customers demand. So pretty soon, Planet Fitness is only going to be for transgenders, and that's it. Because we, the people, aren't going to put up with it. Planet Fitness, because of all of this garbage that happened up in Alaska, experienced a $400 million drop in market value after it canceled the gym membership and an individual who took a picture of a transgender shaving in the women's locker room. More recently, Planet Fitness has received over 24 bomb threats across the country after the transgender woman, a biological male, was seen shaving in the women's locker room. Patricia Silva blew the whistle. She told employees and made a video about it and posted it. In addition, law enforcement officers in North Carolina arrested a man for recently entering a Planet Fitness women's locker room and removing his clothing. According to the recent Post article, it's a policy of Planet Fitness to allow its members to use the restroom and locker rooms of their gender identity. So there. Wow. Yep, like I said, time to find another workout center. See, these people need to understand. Apparently, Planet Fitness doesn't understand Bud Light and what happened to them. We have people out there that just don't care. So Planet Fitness wants to go down the toilet. Here's another way to help them out. Don't go there. I mean, if this is what they want to do to cater to this sort of behavior, I mean, like I said, it's one thing to keep it in the closet, but to come out and start changing in the women's locker room when you're a man and showing all these women your privates. I know you're saying, what's this world coming to, right? We'll continue on with the good news. L.A. County deputy was shot in West Covina, California. Sheriff's Department motor officer. Fortunately, he was wearing a bulletproof vest, which likely saved his life. A suspect was later detained. The shooting occurred shortly before 3 p.m. on or near the San Bernardino Freeway at Barranca Street around Garvey Avenue in West Covina. The deputy was taken to an ambulance but was alert and conscious. The bulletproof vest believed to have effectively stopped the bullet. Shots were fired from a white van. Authorities quickly tracked it down to a home in the 600 block of Mangate Avenue in nearby La Puente and caught the guy. Could have been much worse if he wasn't wearing the vest, of course. And in case you missed it, or you actually care, the following artists were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2024. Mary J. Blige, Cher, who of course could care less whether she got inducted or not, was very happy to be inducted. Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne. Oh yeah, solo, because see, Black Sabbath already got inducted in 2006. And A Tribe Called Quest. Yeah, they're a rapper group. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, I guess they have positions for everybody there. Yeah, they get inducted. So, okay, whatever. In case you actually care. Now we move on. Back up to use news. More evidence of what a weaponized system of justice looks like and is capable of. We move on to this classified documents case in Mar-a-Lago involving former President Trump. Apparently, there's possible collusion between NARA, This is the National Archives and Records Administration and the Biden White House. They were in on it together. Court filings show it. They were unsealed yesterday. There's a little FBI case called Plasmic Echo, mishandling of classified or national defense information. The file, now made public, summarizes an initial review of documents forwarded by NARA to FBI on February 24th of 2022. The review uncovered 106 classified documents across 12 out of 15 boxes, totaling 767 pages. Of course, Trump last year pleaded not guilty to 40 counts related to allegedly mishandling classified docs. In January, the defense filed a motion to compel discovery along with several exhibits under seal, which included emails containing names and identifying information about government officials. And oh boy, it got unsealed. In the email revealed back on September 1st, 2021, Gary Stern had been in touch with both DOJ and the Biden White House about the issue. A subsequent email on September 30th, 2021 reveals the White House counsel's office is now ready to set up a call to discuss the Trump boxes. So they started this investigation a long time ago. And, oh, it was so interesting that all of this stuff was then timed with the committee hearings of the J6 committee. Mr. Stern noted NARA had issues getting President Trump's social media records because the Trump White House didn't capture them through the use of third-party archiving tools. Ooh. So now NARA has to have his social media post too? You see, there's something really amiss here. See, this is why the back and forth over documents has extended the pretrial motion stage and delayed the original May 20th trial date. Now, I have a feeling that this trial is, it's going to turn into another shift show. And this is one of four that they're trying to pin on Trump, which, like I said, if they can do it to him, they can do it to you. The Lone Star State has scored a major win. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a legal challenge to a Texas law that requires voters under the age of 65 to provide justification to vote by mail, meeting the Democrat-aligned attempt to sharply expand no-excuse mail-in ballots in the Lone Star State has failed, with implication for other states. According to the order from the Supreme Court, this federal lawsuit filed in 2020 on behalf of the Texas Democratic Party and several voters who requested Texas lift its age-based limitations on no-excuse mail-in voting. Texas law only allows individuals to vote by mail without a qualifying excuse like sickness if they're 65 or older. And, of course, the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the appeal means Texas law stays right where it is, delivering a win to election integrity. Let's switch that around and mess with your head this morning here. No excuse mail-in voting is prone to fraud and makes elections less secure. Supreme Court agreed with Texas. It's a win for them. All right. We are going to talk about the Waco-style raid and what's going on in Congress about that. When we come back from the break, you're going to want to hear this. Stay tuned.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thank you.
24 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are on this Tuesday. Before we went to break, I was commenting about the Waco-style raid by jackbooted fascist thugs answering for what they did. Well, some interesting news caught my eye looking over the overnight news blips. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio is now actively investigating the circumstances of a deadly federal law enforcement raid on the home of Little Rock, Arkansas Airport Director Brian Malinowski on March 19th. You see, I'm not going to let this go, and apparently neither is Congress. Bully for you, Jim Jordan. These people need to be held accountable. And for those of you who are not in the know and haven't been listening to this show, agents with the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, their Little Rock field office, of course, it was all coordinated out in New Orleans, they had suspected that Mr. Malinowski, executive director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, of selling firearms without a license, without conducting background checks. They obtained a warrant to search his home. That's it. To search his home. And arrived at the man's home at about 6 a.m. that morning, wearing full combat tactical gear. The exact sequence of events after the federal agents entered Mr. Malinowski's home remains unclear, but there was an exchange of gunfire, and he was struck at least once in the head, dying of his wounds 2 days later. Yesterday, Jim Jordan wrote to ATF Director Stephen Dettelbach demanding his agency turn over records relating to the raid. The circumstances of Mr. Malinowski's death raise questions about whether the ATF followed proper protocol during the execution of a search warrant, Mr. Jordan's letter reads, noting recent revelations that ATF agents covered up a doorbell security camera before they entered Mr. Malinowski's home, were not using body cameras to document their actions. You see, this is the problem with these runaway renegade agencies. Jackbooted fascist thug fits the profile. I wonder if our Jim Jordan's going to get with this seriously. I mean, I already know their attorney, who used to be a U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas. You know, Bud Cummins, we talked about him on the show. I looked him up. I want to get him on the show. I want to talk about this and just burn them a new rear end is what I want to do. And I'm talking about the ATF because what they did amounts to another Waco. They came in heavy. Why? There was no zero excuse for coming in heavy. According to the guy's wife, Malinowski's wife, they were in bed sleeping at 6 a.m. when they were jarred out of a sound sleep from their front door being smashed in. Why, you ask yourself, would an executive director of the Hillbilly National Airport risk his career doing something he thought was not illegal? He didn't think there was anything wrong with what he was doing. If he did, don't you think he would have complied? I mean, they put a tracker on his car and followed him around. They were spying on him before they got the search warrant. And they should have known before they even approached. Well, let's wait till the guy goes to work and let's, you know, stop him at his car and tell him, look, we got a search warrant. We're going in your house. Give us the keys. We're going to go back in there and we're going to search your place apart. Yeah, we're going to search your house. We may need you to unlock the gun safe. See, they could have been nice about it, but no, not the ATF. I got so many expletives running through my brain right now for these guys. Oh, you know, Waco was bad enough. Look how many women and children died as a result of that BS. And now here's just a single
execution of a search warrant that could have gone peacefully, just like they could have arrested David Koresh, Vernon Howell, in the grocery store. Well, but no, we got to make a big full ship show out of the whole thing. The Malinowski family contends there's zero evidence suggesting the ATF agents identified themselves before they entered the home. So, I mean, you come crashing in the front door in combat gear. I mean, what's a person supposed to think? The family further contends Mr. Malinowski and his wife, Mayor, believed intruders were breaking in their home. He loaded a handgun and went to inspect the commotion. Bud Cummins, you know, the attorney representing Malinowski family, argued the decision by ATF agents to cover the doorbell camera also appears counterproductive if their intent was to announce themselves before the raid. And, of course, they have not explained why it resorted to a no-knock entry when it could have peacefully executed the warrant while he was away from his residence. Oh, no, they had to come in heavy. They had to send a message. Mr. Jordan called on Mr. Dettelbach to turn over all the documents relating to the planning and execution of the warrant on Mr. Malinowski's home. And the request includes any audio recordings that may have been captured during the raid in the absence of body camera footage. Well, yeah, good luck with that. Mr. Jordan also called for the ATF to account for its lack of body camera footage from the raid, asking the agency to disclose the number of no-knock entries they conducted since Ms. Monaco posted her September 2021 memorandum on such practices. And he wants them by May 6th. He wants those records by May 6th. NTD News reached out to the ATF and the DOJ about the March 19th raid. Limited response they got, as it is standard practice, this matter is under review by state authorities in Arkansas. According to the ATF, the DOJ does not comment on pending matters. You guys just don't want to get egg on your face, do you? I mean, come on. We're past the news here, folks. They did it. It happened. The guy's dead. It was a search warrant. I have a copy of it. I looked at it. I read it. I'm telling you what the news is. The news is they broke into his house using full force, no knock, crash in the front door with a battering ram, scare the hell out of the wife and the man. He gets up thinking there is a home invasion. Come on. I don't need to tell you to read between the lines here. There's nothing to read between the lines. It happened just the way they said it happened, but the ATF doesn't want to comment on it because it's going to get egg on the jackbooted fascist thug's face, and they need to answer for it. Somebody needs to hang. You think that's going to happen? You think they're going to tell Mr. Jordan what he wants to know? I guarantee you right now, if they didn't have body camera footage, they didn't record any audio either, and it's going to be a he said, she said. I would think Bud Cummins needs to file a suit against the ATF because we've got some real serious problems, much like OJ. They sued him. You know, the Goldman family sued him and won $30 million judgment. I think Bud Cummins could probably get a whole ton of money on behalf of Brian Malinowski's wife and brother. I mean, you talk about Federal Tort Claims Act. What do you think that is? This whole situation, I tell you, I'm not going to let it go. It's another Waco. I mean, this agency needs to be severely restricted. The only way that's going to happen is if you put Trump back in office, because there is no other. Kennedy's not going to do it. Biden is certainly not going to do it because Biden's at the helm when these guys did what they did. Just like Clinton was at the helm at Ruby Ridge in Waco. Oh, well, let's not forget Janet Reno. I got expletives for her, too. Oh, yeah, the buck stops with me. Yeah, what are you, a hooker? Of course, she's dead now. She can't sue me. But here's a real problem. You see, they let this happen. And then the people at Waco and Ruby Ridge got promoted. What do you think is going to happen with this ATF bunch? we have another Waco. Amazing how that works, isn't it? This is our government for you. That's why they don't like we the people. And see, if you're not careful about all these laws out there that, you know, they only enforce what they want to enforce. That's what weaponization is all about. It's called selective prosecution. They have an agenda, an ideology, and we certainly can't have somebody running around not doing background checks, even if it's just a hobby sideline of yours. See, the truth will come out. Now, Malinowski may not have been totally in the clear with what he was doing. May not have been. But see, he at least deserved his day in court, not a bullet in the head. ATF acted like judge, jury, and executioners. Sad, isn't it? Anti-Israel protesters. This is what I'm talking about. Institutions of higher learning. Those protesters involved in an encampment at New York University were arrested last night. They were warned. Officers from NYPD reportedly began making arrests amongst a crowd of these protesters around 8:30 at night, according to the New York Times. Arrests reportedly came after officials from NYU warned protesters they could face potential consequences if they didn't leave the campus plaza. Officers reportedly moved in to make arrests after university officials said the anti-Israel protesters had broken through barricades and were acting disorderly, disruptive, and in an antagonizing manner. Video footage posted to X shows police officers dressed in riot gear attempting to clear out the protesters. The arrested NYU came as 74 anti-Israel protesters were arrested at Yale University Monday morning in relation to their involvement. Hundreds of anti-Israel protesters, including Isra Hirsi, Rep. Ilhan Omar's daughter, were arrested on Thursday in relation to their involvement in an encampment that had been established on the lawn of Columbia University Wednesday morning last. Several pro-Palestinian student organizations at University of North Carolina, Boston University, Ohio State University have also held anti-Israel rallies and protests in support of the anti-Israel encampment started at Columbia. So you see how the chain reaction works? We have a real problem here, folks. These institutions of higher learning are teaching kids how to be stupid and how to get played. So instead of going to learn something, they are being DEI'd, CRT'd, and whatever else you want to call it. Dumbed down. I mean, Columbia University, because things are so crazy, they're yesterday canceled in-person classes. And this is one of the reasons why we have people like Bruce Goodmanson on there talking about on this show, which we should probably have him on again because people need to get the word out. This is a book that he wrote that people can get to teach you how to get a career that pays better than a college education that's necessary right now, like plumbing, air conditioning, electrician, you know, stuff like that. There are consulting positions, IT positions, all the stuff you don't need to go to four-year institution for. You can be in and out working in the workforce within 6 months with a purpose. And you don't have to sit there like these whiny-ass little people getting on TikTok and Instagram and, oh, I work 40 hours a week and I can't manage my bills. I can't afford the rent. Oh, shucky darn. Welcome to the real world. Jesus Christ. Come on, people. I mean, this is what's wrong with society right now. All these kids want it now. I went to school. I'm entitled. I'm going to get out. I don't want to flip burgers at McDonald's. I want to be paid 75 grand a year. But you have no experience, honey. We can't hire you. I don't care if you have a master's degree. I mean, this is the way it was back in 1983 when I was trying to hire people for being a co-anchor in my news organization at KLSI in Kansas City. I was told by programming, you can't hire inexperienced people. I don't care if they have a master's degree in journalism. You can't hire them because they have no on-air experience. So the only way to get hands-on experience is to go to a trade school. That way you get hands-on experience, and then you become an apprentice, and then you become a journeyman, and then you become, yeah. let's hope you're not baiting fish because then you would become the master baiter. And believe it or not, I saw a sign driving down the road. There is an actual shop there where they sell bait called the Master Baiters. Yep. It's outside Hot Springs, Arkansas. There's actually a sign there. Yeah, seriously. You knew they were going to make a cliche out of that. Just like the restaurant up there at Lake of the Ozarks, you know, Big Dick's. Yeah, they got billboards all over the place and people go there all the time. Don't think anything of it. But you see, with those libtards out there are going to get crazy over the way you name people. If it doesn't, or they, them, and she, her, and he, it, or whatever. Oh, it. I'm talking about Pelosi again. See, this is the problem. Oh, we have a bunch of people out there that are totally deranged, and they're making a mess of society. Oh, guess what's going to happen? Middle-aged NFL legend Tom Brady and his wife Giselle Bundchen are now on the firing line. Apparently, Sam Bankman Fraud is going to flip on them. Oh, they're going to court. Brady and Bundchen each took an equity stake in FTX as an ambassadorial partnership. Brady became a brand ambassador. Bundchen took on the role of an environmental and social initiatives advisor, appeared in a series of FTX commercials. Shaq, Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry, LA Angels baseballer Shohei Ohtani, Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary, Seinfeld co-creator Larry David, all named in a class action complaint. This flip may come back to bite them all in the keister. Oh, my. Better be careful what you put your name on. Wow. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
So, Ruby Ridge happened when George Bush 1 was still president. And but on the protests, you know, there's a problem in this country.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. That was 1993. Sorry about that.
92.
That's right. Yeah, they had not changed the guard yet. 93 is when Waco happened. So you're right. Okay, I stand corrected.
There's a problem in this country when people don't have the right to protest with their dollars. In many states, and Kansas is one of them, if you want a contract with the state and you refuse to do business with Israel, you know, you're not going to get that contract. Now, what is the deal here? They can refuse to do business with other countries that are the government sanctions, as far as, you know, like they do Iran and other countries. But if you refuse to do business with Israel because you don't like what they're doing, stealing land, making the occupying Palestine, just anything. And, you know, you can't put all these kids in one basket. Maybe they just don't like genocide.
Well,
I mean,
I get
the Palestinians,
it, Sherry.
Most of them do not have any weapons. And they're destroying
that.
Their homes.
I understand that completely. See, and you, like so many people, have formulated an opinion to that effect, which I appreciate. And here's the thing, and I appreciate your call. Those people out there that are serious and understand what's going on about the situation, you know, where is it getting us here in America when we have a Congress that doesn't give a rat's patootie about what we think? And they all want to send money to Israel, and they all want to send money to Ukraine, and they're writing checks that we can't cash, and neither can they. And I've got some stuff to talk about the economy, because the IMF has issued a warning to the Biden administration on out-of-control deficit spending. This is the IMF now warning its fiscal stance. I'm talking about the U.S. here and our Congress. This ballooning public debt has threatened to stoke inflation and possibly even spark financial chaos. This is the IMF now talking about the United States and this excessive domestic spending and its deficit spending. And it's killing the economy. And they've taken notice of it. And now they're chiming up about it, warning the Biden administration's spending levels are unsustainable and could push the economy to the breaking point. They don't care. So, you know, again, Sherry, this whole situation with Kansas, you know, you live there. You have the opportunity to change things. Kansas needs to exact legislation to eliminate who you do business with in order to get a contract. They need to eliminate any foreign country. It's open season. You should be allowed to trade with anyone as long as you're not trading something that violates Trading with the Enemy Act. See, but that again, that's a law, and it's all based on politics. This is what we're caught up in right now. We'll be taking more phone calls and continuing our discussion here on the Power Hour after these important messages from the Power Mall, which, by the way, opens in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.